Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you here. If you ever want to find out more, go to SteveGruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can always go back to SteveGruber.com and find the podcast, and that's of all interviews going back years and years now. So appreciate that. We talk about your health and well-being on a regular basis here on the program. And one of our partners in that is the Sparrow Health System in Southern Michigan. And they are expanding their reach. A lot of hospitals, you know, are becoming bigger, and so they can have more resources to help you, the patient. And that's happening again. Kira Carter-Robertson is the Senior Vice President of Affiliate Operations for the Sparrow Health System. Kira, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
So I understand that Sparrow is now welcoming the Sparrow Eaton Hospital, which was formerly the Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. Tell us about this.
Yes, in 2016, Sparrow signed a formal affiliation agreement with Hayes Green Beach, which we have phased in over the last 3 years. So effective October 1st, Hayes Green Beach Hospital will become Sparrow Eaton Hospital. The affiliation really enables Sparrow and Hayes Green Beach to further optimize resources, enhance and grow services, integrate care processes, and really connect clinical systems so that we are able to provide greater value locally to residents in Eaton County. Our goal is really about patient care and how do we allow patients to get care in their hometown.
And that's great because it's all about, and you know this about me, I go into the emergency room from time to time just to make sure everything's working properly, everybody's on their toes. You know, I don't want anybody to fall asleep at the wheel, so I go in there and make sure everything works well at Sparrow. I was born there, and I keep checking in from time to time. I need stitches from time to time, Kier, just to help out. So tell me about the new facility or, you know, the newly acquired facility. How big of a place is it? How many beds? What will be the specialties down there?
So Sparrow Eaton Hospital is a small local community hospital, 25 beds. They are a critical access hospital, and so they have emergency departments, basic med-surg, surgery, provide cardiology, orthopedics, have a large footprint across the Charlotte and Eaton Rapids community with primary care and some specialty care services. And so really good, strong health care local and close to home.
And that's key because if somebody's, you know, when they're facing a trip to the hospital, and that's a tough time in their life. It's nice to be in a place where they know they're seeing friends and neighbors and family members, all part of the team, because what you talk about with Sparrow is always the same. It's a team approach to healthcare. It's not a standalone deal. You get you get this whole group of caring professionals around you, don't you?
Absolutely. I think part of the affiliation, it really allows for us to build off of each other's strengths. So it's really a matter of bringing together talented medical professionals from both organizations to really enhance the overall patient experience. And so for the things that can be done local within Sparrow Eaton Hospital, we absolutely want to keep those services local. And then when Sparrow Eaton Hospital has reached kind of their limit and they need a more tertiary facility to connect with, we've built those bridges with EW Sparrow Hospital in Lansing to take care of some of the higher end, more acute care needs that Sparrow Eaton Hospital is unable to provide.
Certainly, because you have the mothership, if you will, that takes care of everything else and extended care and bigger procedures and so forth. But do tell me, I mean, Sparrow continues to grow, expand its reach. You have great relationships with Mayo Clinic and others. How many places can somebody go now that has the Sparrow sign on the door?
Well, we have community hospitals in Ionia, as well as St. John's, Carson City. Charlotte will be our newest one. But we actually have 115 sites of care.
Wow.
So whether that is a fast care location, our urgent care, any one of our many primary care offices, we have an extremely large lab platform across the region, and so all of those make up our sites of care. And so our goal is local care within all of the communities we serve.
Right. And some of the things that you've been recognized for, and if you don't mind, I'm going to blow your horn just a little bit, but you have among the best nurses in the nation is one of the things that you were recently recognized for, and that certainly will extend into Eaton County as well, won't it?
Absolutely. We pride ourselves on not only our nursing care, but our physician care. We take pride, and we also take responsibility. We are the only locally owned and locally governed health system in Lansing, Michigan. And so we don't take that charge lightly. And so as we partner with other communities, we also want to make sure that those community hospitals are still locally governed, have a local feel and a local flair, but are also able to tap into some of the bench strength that we've built over time as a health system.
It's still the hometown healthcare provider in your mind, and I believe that to be right. So you also have urgent care and fast care among these 115 sites of care around Southern Michigan now. And these are kind of like on the cutting edge. I know I took my daughter there for a sports physical, and it took like 20 minutes. It was a great time-saving idea. It was located in a Meijer store. Do you see more of that in the future?
Yeah, and I want to say that really came from us listening to the community. The community wanted more access points across the region outside of our emergency departments where they could get in, be seen, get their healthcare needs addressed quickly and timely without scheduling an appointment. And so our fast care and our urgent care models have taken off over the last few years. And so we will be adding another urgent care location with the affiliation of Sparrow Eaton Hospital, so in the Charlotte community. And so, yes, we continue to look at where are the additional access points or Sparrow can provide more local care.
Kira Carter-Robertson is the Senior Vice President in Affiliate Operations at Sparrow. I just want to say congratulations on the addition of the new Eaton Hospital, the Sparrow Eaton Hospital, coming into the Sparrow family. Congratulations. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Steve.
It's the Steve Gribbers Show back.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
MAB.